You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, guys, if you have been following us on the Black and White Network channel, we've done quite a few videos over there about what is happening to children. Children have been exposed to a whole bunch of things that they should not be exposed to. I mean, it's pretty sickening. We've actually done videos on these drag shows. That's one I actually did about drag queens and bingo. All of this stuff they're actually doing for children. This actually used to be fringe stuff for grown adult men that was pretty much underground. Now they're going after the children. They're trying to groom them into some type of an LGBT activist. They're trying to confuse these children. And it's definitely coming from the left. The left. If you are against drag shows for children, then you're some type of bigot. We've actually talked about the Milwaukee Bucks. They had a full-on drag show at halftime of an NBA game. Yeah, they did. Also, a couple of MLB teams last season anyway were actually trying to do the same thing. This stuff is not family friendly. Now we actually have an athlete that's actually come out and is slamming everything that is happening to children. Look here. UFC star Holly Holm condemns the sexualization of children. Crowd roars with approval. Shout out to her, man, because she is right. We actually have two clips here that we're going to be checking out. It says here, Holly Holm dominated her fight against Yana Santos at UFC San Diego on Saturday night, to the delight of the thousands in the arena who cheered her on. But the biggest cheer came after the 41-year-old phenom used her mic time at the end of the match to demand that our society work to protect children. After dismantling Santos for three straight rounds, Holm informed UFC veteran and analyst Michael Bisping that she was going to use her platform to defend kids. Yeah. So just like, you know, these woke athletes can actually go out there and they can actually call for a quote unquote social justice, which they're really just lying about a bunch of made up racism. Yeah, because usually those guys are racist. Yeah, she gets to come in now and she gets to put this out there that, hey, this stuff that's actually happening with children, it needs to end. So let's go ahead and play this clip right here. You can see this tweet absolutely base. Holly Holm calls out the sexualization of children after her UFC win tonight. The tide is turning. Let's play this.
Something that's been on my heart, and I feel like I have the platform to say it, I need to say it. I just feel it's really sad, all the sexualization of our children right now, and we need to protect them, whatever that may be. Like, protect the children, please.
Yeah, so it was probably a little bit hard to hear right there. And that's just like a brief 15 seconds right there. But we do have another clip here where she actually is asked in a press conference. We'll get to that in a second. But people are cheering her on for this. You heard what the crowd did right there. They were applauding. Michael Chandler here says, Holly, hell yeah, protect the children. Right after Amazon hit us with some gender bending, confusing mustache wielding commercial, Holly Holm calls out the sexualization of youth today. Today's youth. Thank you, Holly. And the Hodge twins right there says, Holly Holm talking about protecting our children. 100. Diane, this is a true champion. Holly Holm used her platform after winning the UFC to address sexualization of children. We have to do anything we can to protect them. Justin Theory, Holly Holm won her fight tonight, and she had something important to say. The sexualization of our children. We need to protect them. Hell yeah. Now, this is her in the media session after the fight right here. And she's actually going to be talking about in a little bit more detail right there, because she didn't actually give much detail. Now, in this clip, she is going to say this isn't a left or right issue. It shouldn't be. But the left is the one that's actually pushing this stuff on children. But let's go ahead and play this clip here.
Use your post-fight speech to use a platform, I believe, to sort of speak out against the sexualization of children. I'm curious if you wanted to use your platform again now to sort of go into further detail.
You know, there's a lot of things. I don't ever want to be, I'm not like a real political person. I don't like to put that stuff on any of my social media or because I think there's just, but there's also just right and wrong. And I feel like everybody should be on the same side on that. I don't feel like that has anything to do with left side, right side or anything like that. I feel like everybody should be wanting to protect our children. And there's stuff that is, there's a lot of child trafficking, and I mean that's like the extreme part, but there's a lot of levels to it. You just see it almost being more accepted, and I think that's really sad. So I just feel like we should all do what we can. I know it's like a lot of people don't even know what to do, but if I can at least have a voice on it, then that's something I can speak out on it. And it's just to get everybody together to protect children. It's childhood is really affects people in their long-term life too. I mean, I have friends that are adults, and their biggest thing that kind of is this shadow, kind of that dark space in them, is being sexualized when they were young. And I just feel like it's almost getting accepted.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it is being accepted. It's being accepted by the left. It's definitely a political issue. This is the hill that the left wants to die on. They are grooming children. They are out there actively grooming children. Even Joe Biden has called for the castration of children. I mean, this is how bad it is. It's going all the way up to the top. All the way up. And she talked about trafficking, you know, that probably has a lot to do with the border crisis also as well. There's different levels. She's right about that. But the side that is pushing this with children, it's on the left. It is on the left. But shout out to Holly Holm, right on the money with this. We need to protect the children of the future. The leftists know that. That's why they're actually going after the children. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Sports 2 fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.